Every Saturday and Sunday morning, I get out of bed at 5:30 and head for the Lakewood pumping station to count birds. In the cold pre-dawn darkness, it somehow never seems worth it. Even Bunter, my exuberant golden retriever, looks tired, but it's my only paying job, and you can't earn $3 an hour lazing around in bed, so I drag myself up and out. The whole house seems to be in a strange slow-motion time warp. The cuckoo clock ticks slowly. The sleeping children's soft breathing is slow and steady, and even Bunter's tail wags legato tempo. She climbs into the car, her muscles still on idle, and off we go. Shadows of restless mourning doves and a few crepuscular migrants loom up in my headlights as soon as I get out of the driveway. Once I make it to London Road, the glimmer of moonlight on the lake awakens a slim memory of other dawns, and by the time I get to the Leicester River, it all seems worthwhile. Silent fishermen are silhouetted against the early pink dawn, and a loon sinks into the cold, deep water in search of breakfast, making me consider the banana in my backpack, but I have to wait a few more minutes until I'm at the pump house before I can eat. Bunter seems to have the same thought. She's sniffing at the pack, wondering how many dog biscuits it holds today. There's little traffic on weekend mornings, and the only cars that even reach the speed limit always seem to be pulling boats in search of better waters ahead. Skies are pinker when you're not in a hurry, and the lake is more luminous. The upright, proud silhouette of a red-necked grebe breaks the water's stillness, the pine trees sway gently, and the soft clouds grow imperceptibly brighter. By the time I get to the pump house and climb the slippery, wet slope to the brick wall where we count, the eastern clouds are outlined with a razor edge of gold. Circling straight above me is an osprey, an auspicious sign. I have to hurry to write down the weather data before the sun rises. The familiar Weather Service voices sound friendly and warm as they share the morning's meteorological secrets with their unseen brotherhood. The air seems still here, but no, they say it's a north wind at 5. The barometric pressure, like my hopes, is already high and still rising. Now a sharpshin swoops over and dives toward a waxwing flock. They stay in tight formation as he veers off, and all survive. He looks for easier pickings through the trees. Three palm warblers alight on the brick wall, bobbing their tails in a friendly way. Bunter is running through her favorite clover patch and suddenly smells some creature in a hole. She checks that hole out every time we come, but nothing ever emerges. A monarch butterfly opens and shuts his wings at my feet. A flock of goldfinches twitter up above, and warblers are seeping out of view in the clouds. A lone great blue heron moves past along the shore, slowly beating his heavy, down-curved wings. A white-throated sparrow tries to sing in his feeble autumn voice, and a yellow-rumped warbler tisks at the pitiful attempt. A flock of blue jays materializes from the trees and moves along like a parade of ghosts in silent, labored flight. I'm already up to 74 birds as the sun slices the horizon. It's going to be a good day here at the pumping station. This is Laura Erickson, and this program has been For the Birds.